This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the mantra of the government is reform, perform and transform for the country's sustainable growth. Addressing the ED World Leaders Forum in New Delhi last evening, he highlighted that the Indian economy grew by 90% in the last 10 years, while the world economy grew by 35% during the same period. The Prime Minister noted that people are witnessing the country's achievements and are full of confidence. He mentioned that India has often performed better than predictions and peers. Mr. Modi emphasized that his government is committed to good governance. He also said that in the last 10 years, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. The Prime Minister added that the intentions of his government are more firm in the third term. Earlier, speaking at the ET World Leaders Forum, Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the government will launch a new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country. The Election Commission yesterday revised the polling date for the Haryana Assembly polls. Voting will now be held on the 5th of October instead of the 1st October. The poll body in a statement said that representations were received from national political parties, a state political party and the All India Bishnoi Mahasabha regarding the mass movement of people from the Bishnoi community of Haryana to Rajasthan to participate in the centuries-old Asoj Amavasya festival celebration. The Election Commission also announced that the counting of votes for both Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will be held on 8th October instead of the 4th of October. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi, former Party Chief Rahul Gandhi and his sister Priyanka Gandhi Vadra are among the 40 star campaigners whose names were announced yesterday for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir scheduled on September 18th. This list issued by Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal also includes his own name besides some prominent party leaders like Jairam Ramesh, Ambika Soni, Ajay Makan, Salman Khurshid and Kanhaiya Kumar among others. The names of Himachal Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, former Punjab CM Charanjit Singh Channi, ex-Rajasthan Deputy Chief Minister Sachin Pilot also feature in the list. Election to the 90-member Jammu and Kashmir Assembly will be held in three phases on September 18th, September 25th and October 1st. The ballots will be counted on October 8th. In Bihar, Senior IS Officer Amrit Lal Meena was yesterday appointed the new Chief Secretary of the State. Mr. Meena, a 1989 batch Bihar Cadre IS Officer, was recently repatriated to his original cadre. The 16th edition of the NADA Auto Show 2024 kicked off on August 27th and will come to an end today, September 1st, 2024, at Bhrikuti Mandap Exhibition Hall in Kathmandu. Nepal is currently witnessing a surge in the electric vehicles market, and this year's NADA Auto Show showcases a range of new electric vehicle brands, highlighting the increasing competition in the industry. Nepal offers huge incentives for electric vehicles to its residents, while there is heavy taxation and duties on petrol and diesel automobiles. Northeast United FC completed a brilliant comeback victory after being 2 goals down to overcome defending champions Mohun Bagan, a super giant on penalties, and clinched the 133rd Indian Oil Durant Cup in a thrilling final played yesterday at the Vivekananda Yuba Bharati Krirangan in West Bengal. At the Deaf Shooting Championship in Hanover, Germany, India secured a total of 4 medals including 1 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze. India is all set to depart for Lyon on September 6th to showcase its young talent at WorldSkills 2024 in France. The Indian contingent, consisting of 60 participants competing 61 skills, is one of the largest groups representing the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.